It's time to rise and shine with Bob Miller on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. There, hey, you know what? Better late than never. It's Colin McGuire.
Hang better on, late.
Switch us around. We're going live with Colin. There we go. Starting our live video feed with Colin McGuire, who graciously... Set aside for the superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools. And I mean, you're such a gracious and humble person for doing that.
We have to tell the story, obviously, of her not remembering me after I spent an hour interviewing her.
She said
her.
That was probably last year.
It was last year.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, she doesn't remember everybody.
I remember everybody I've met, Bob.
Kelly's on watching, and Kelly, yeah, I sympathize with your story going on.
What's her story?
Well, she's got a story from where her kid got belittled at his work because a special needs child.
Oh man,
yeah, that's unacceptable stuff.
That is.
Cindy's watching. Frank's watching. Jill's watching. They're all watching. Colin,
all
because
watching.
They all want to know what's going on this weekend. Colin.
You know what? Carry on, wayward son. Kansas is coming to town.
Yeah.
So are you going over to Charleston? No,
you know what? You guys wrote that tickets available. There are no tickets available. They're sold out.
When did it sell out?
I don't know.
Well, did you want to go?
2 weeks, 3 weeks ago I looked at that. And they only had like 4 tickets left.
No kidding.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I went down this whole rabbit trail of watching this stuff about Kansas and... Well, it's a long story.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. I was playing. There is Jay Sekulow. I'm sure you don't know who Jay Sekulow is, but he is a Christian attorney. And he has a radio program, but he also has a band.
Okay.
And in the band, there was a guy by the name of John Schlitt. I have to make sure I say that slowly. Who was in a group called Head East. Never been any reason. Okay.
Okay.
And then he joined the Christian rock band Petra.
Okay.
And he was singing, with John Elefante. John Elefante was the lead singer who replaced Steve Walsh in Kansas.
Yes.
And then I was watching videos because the head writer, Carrie Livgren of Kansas, became a born-again Christian while Dust in the Wind is actually based on Scripture.
And he left the band.
And he left the band because of some of that. Mm-hmm. And so did Steve Walsh left the band, and other members left the band because they didn't want to sing Christian lyrics any longer.
Uh-huh.
So I went down this whole rabbit trail of all these guys, and then I'm like, oh, hey, they're coming to Charlestown.
And then you wanted
and
to
I
go.
Went online to see if they had any tickets. They had 4 tickets left. That was a couple
4
weeks ago.
So you could have gotten one.
No, because I was not going to go by myself. I'd take my wife. They weren't together. They were like, scattered.
I would have gone with you.
It doesn't matter. I want to sit with somebody, not some guy from, who just walked out of the casino smelling of booze and cigarettes.
Oh, that's very stereotypical.
My brother-in-law, Jimmy, is playing.
Jimmy.
You need to talk more about his band and not Double Motorcycle.
Okay, what's his band?
Really? What band isn't my brother-in-law in? That's the question.
Drunk Naked Pirates.
No. I love Drunk Naked Pirates.
I know you do.
I do love Drunk Naked Pirates.
While you're looking that up.
I don't need to look up the band name.
There's going to be a Celtic rock band to play at the Carroll Arts Center.
Everrise, by the way. They're on the back of my truck, too. I have a bumper sticker.
You don't have. I gave you a Double Motorcycle sticker.
No, you
didn't. Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I did with one of those CDs
I gave you.
Look at you. You didn't even take it with you.
It was in my CD player.
Oh,
I listened to it.
This is the most heartbreaking Thursday morning. There's going to be a Celtic rock band called Barley Juice. They're going to play at the Carroll Arts Center.
My wife used to drink that
barley juice.
Keeps you running. That's a Doobie Brothers song.
Also, opening. I know we don't have much time because I got bumped.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, this weekend opening at the Other Voices Theater is a production of Jesus Christ Superstar. So, have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Well, not live.
Not live. No. I'm surprised.
I saw the first play I ever went to was Godspell.
Really?
Yep. My mom and dad took me.
You know,
Godspell.
That reminds me. You were supposed to email me last week about something, about a story you had said.
About my church's Easter play.
Yeah. You never. We're happy
Bound
to do it. We're happy to do it.
Okay.
But you didn't.
Well, I'm not going to be the guy that does it for you. I mean, you know.
What do you mean does it for me? I just need the information. I need some contacts.
Okay. I'll give you contact.
That's all, man.
301-898-7811. Church's phone number. Just FYI.
You know, if you ever call. 1-800. Oh, you just kicked me. 1-800 Colin Mick will get you something. It'll get you something. The 7th annual DC Bluegrass Festival.
How you do it? That's done.
That's going on. And then the cover story this week. I know you don't like to talk about alcohol, but there's actually a cool thing.
It's an event that people are going to. That's what I want.
This is an event that people are going to.
My daughter and her fiance are coming home this week. So what have we got to do with them?
This will be fun. They should like this. You can go around.
They don't drink.
But you don't have to drink.
Ministers of the gospel, for goodness sakes. They're not going to drink.
You go around and collect poker cards at all the wineries, and then you eventually... You don't drink, you gamble.
Yeah,
that's all you do. That's all.
I'm sure it's a wonderful event. I'm not. I don't want to, because I don't... I'm not judging people who want to go out and you know...
I also want to go on record. I want to say right now I got turned down by Mitch Albom this week to interview him for the speaker series next week. So I'm very angry.
Obviously, I'm not going to go see him.
Did you land him? Is
Tuesdays
he going to come on your
Maury
show?
Ain't going to happen.
No.
Tuesdays with Colin, not going to happen.
Thursdays with Colin, the five people you meet in heaven. Did you ever read that book?
I have read that book. Yeah.
It's a good book. Yeah. Here it is. It's 72hoursonline.com. You can see it on the Facebook Live. There's your cover. You go. Going all in.
Yeah.
I'm here. I spent more time here than I've spent at home today.
Aww. Aww. Wine.
Obviously, he must have woke up someplace that wasn't his own bed. Well, all right. And if you take a look at him live on Facebook, you'll understand why I said that comment. Here's Travis. Diana Gibson's got all the details.
15 southbound, a problem by Rosemont Avenue. There's an accident and an issue where a trunk lost a load of dirt. So it's taking out your right lane, your right shoulder delay, 7th Street beyond the scene. Heavy 270 southbound from the scenic overlook to 109 in Hyattstown. In Montgomery County, very slow from Clarksburg all the way down towards the spur. The accident isn't on 270 southbound. It's 270 northbound by West Montgomery Avenue, taking out your center lane in.